Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, June 25th. I am your host, Stan Jastrzebski, and this is Ask the Mayor. We are pleased to be joined this week, as we are every fourth Wednesday of the month, by Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight. Mr. Mayor, thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Before we get started, it is my duty to point out there are a couple of ways that you can join in our program today and submit questions to Mayor Goodnight during the next half hour. If you are near a telephone, feel free to dial into our show. You can call 812-855-0811, or you can call 877-285-9348. If you are more of an email person, feel free to email us a question now or anytime. The email address is quite simple. It is mayor@indiana.edu. And it so happens that we have an email here. And Mr. Mayor, if you please, I'd like to start with that.
Let's start with it.
Person writes, in the recent bid for annexation of 14 miles of Howard County into the city of Kokomo, several elected officials have said the annexation is not a good idea. For instance, State Senator Jim Buck has been outspoken against the annexation. Howard County Auditor Ann Wells has said the numbers don't add up. The emailer wants to know, why are you still pursuing the ordinances when so many people, elected officials and citizens alike, seem to be against the annexation?
Well, let's start with their comments. I don't think everyone is necessarily opposed to annexation. And in fact, a lot of people, they say that some of the areas make sense, even though they may not agree with every neighbor. In fact, what we find out, it's typical, as most people say, that, well, I agree with the other neighborhoods, and yes, those people over there might make sense, but for me personally, I don't want to. So most people can agree that some, at least some specific neighborhoods make sense, but usually when it gets to their own home, they seem to have a different opinion. Specifically, Jim Buck. Jim Buck was the one of the authors of a House bill that pushed for consolidation of government units, and I find it somewhat troubling that he passes legislation and tends to speak very proudly of having passed legislation that would combine government units. And if you read the details of the House bill that he passed, it talks about consolidating even local counties into multi-county areas, and even changing the names, and goes through the procedure on what it would take to change the names of counties. So he has been a proponent of the whole combining units of government. He was the one that wrote the legislation. So I actually personally think it's politics. It's funny, when my former opponent Rick Hamilton ran for mayor, part of his economic development plan called for annexation. He came out and publicly was a proponent of annexation, and all these elected officials lined up behind him, supported him in his candidacy, never criticized his plan on annexation. And now that it's become my idea and the council's idea, they're trying to make it an election year issue. So, and it's kind of sad that Ann Wells, or did you say Martha Lake or Ann Wells?
Ann Wells, according to the email.
Ann Wells would say that when the county has just signed an agreement here in the last couple weeks with Krochizik, the accounting firm, a joint agreement with the city and county to dive into and come up with the correct numbers on the annexation process, where there will be wins, losses, and some changes, and those numbers haven't came out yet. So for her to come out and say that it's a bad idea and that she somehow knows the numbers, why in the world would her own county officials sign an agreement and want Krochizik to do some research when she apparently has all the answers herself? That would be quite a waste of taxpayer money, I would assume.
Now, I mean, there are a couple of voices, elected official voices, on either side of this issue. And I'm wondering, relatively so soon into your term, are you worried about making political enemies over this topic?
Well, that's what's funny. I've said this. I've met with Craig Dunn, the Republican Party chair, twice now since we've talked about annexation, and both times it came up. He was the first one to point out that of the 14,000 people we're looking at annexing, the numbers would show that it's probably about 10,000 to 4,000 Republican to Democrat. If I was just looking out for Mayor Greg Goodnight's political future, I would not take on annexation. Absolutely not. It's funny how politicians are accused constantly of just looking out for themselves instead of in their own re-election bids and never looking out for the good of the people. And then when I go and bring in 10,000 from the opposite party to 4,000, which could possibly cost me in an election, but is really the right thing to do if somebody takes the emotions out and actually takes the time to analyze it, what's best for our community, which is something I campaigned on. We need to quit looking at what's best for this individual group and what's best for this individual person and what's best for this individual club or organization, and let's do what's best for our city as a whole. And sometimes that benefits some of us, and sometimes it doesn't. So here it's funny that politicians are continually criticized for putting their own personal future ahead of the good of the public. And then when I bring in huge amounts of people from the other party, which is could ultimately be the largest political mistake anyone's ever done, but I think it's the right thing to do, they criticize me for that as well. So what do you do?
Well, you mentioned your campaign, and one of the themes of your campaign was that you were investing in people.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, is that harder to do when so many of them are so publicly opposed to what you're doing?
Well, these people, that most of them, when you talk to them, they don't have a problem with some of the other areas being annexed. Their problem is when it gets to them. And honestly, I was elected by the citizens of Kokomo. I have not heard anybody in Kokomo. In fact, I get a lot of support from the citizens of Kokomo who see that this is a that there are businesses that use city services. There's a convenience store here in town that we made 9 city police calls to last year. 9 times we had 9 calls for service out there. A lot of it was backing up the sheriff's department, and this convenience store didn't pay. And a lot of it is just the people that there's a lot of that where people are using city services, and then they don't think they should have to pay. And a lot of it is just making government as a whole more efficient. Our school systems up here, they just made some tough decisions on closing and consolidating some of the elementary and junior high schools. Those are not popular decisions, but they are tough choices that true leaders have to make sometimes. And, as far as I'm concerned, my job was I was elected to lead. And I will do what I believe is right and to the best of my ability. And if I just want to look out for my own political future, I wouldn't take on annexation. I wouldn't take on a lot of the tough issues that are in front of me. I'd pass them on to the next mayor. But I don't think that's what I think we've had that in government before.
Well, you said you'd be bringing in perhaps as many as 10,000 potential opponents.
Yep.
If you were to go forward with the annexation and it were to be approved. Does that worry you that these people who would not perhaps have been able to vote for or against you in the last election would now be able to cast ballots for your opponent?
Stan, if I don't look at what's best for my political future, that's if politicians go out and just don't. I figured this job out in about a month. That if I just go out, cut ribbons, talk to the fourth graders, read a proclamation, show up at the Rotary meeting, it's the easiest job in the world. If you go out and you tackle the tough issues, trying to make our city more efficient, try to shore up some of the problems that have been existing for years, make sure that people are receiving the best for their taxpayer money, it's a little tougher. And I really am not looking. I would ask you, do you think I should be focusing on the 2011 election, or do you think I should be focusing on what's best for our city in 2008?
Well, that's an interesting question. And as far as the nuts and bolts of the agreement go, one question that comes immediately to mind is does the city of Kokomo need to get this much bigger this quickly?
Well, we're not building new subdivisions. Some of these neighborhoods, and they'll try to argue against it, some of the areas we're bringing in are more densely populated than current areas of the city. there's a huge group out in Devon Woods their entire subdivision, the entire neighborhood, every piece of property in Devon Woods is within a mile of the current city limits. And it's not out in the country. It is a subdivision of the city of Kokomo. It is more densely populated than other areas of the city. It's more densely populated than Western Woods. A lot of the homes in Willow Ridge and Western Woods, parts of Westbrook, Maple Crest Edition, even some of the areas of Forest Park may have larger lots. So for them to say that they are out in the country, no, they're subdivisions of the city of Kokomo. Now, unfortunately, in between some of those subdivisions are some areas that are more agricultural. And we have to make a decision. Do we leave more holes to get from one neighborhood to the other, or do we pick up those neighborhoods as well on the way? And
if the city gets substantially bigger in terms of population, there is more funding available for city programs, especially through the federal government. And that's one of the things that I think irks some of the critics, is that this seems to them an artificial population explosion that is monetarily based. What do you say to that?
Well, part of it, part of that's a true fact that we send our money to Washington, D.C. We send our money to Indianapolis in many forms, and it's my job to get that money. It's our money. We send it there. The businesses in Kokomo, the citizens of Kokomo, we're the ones that sent that money to Washington, D.C., and it's my job to get that. Why would we want to send money and then it be given to communities throughout other parts of the state and other parts of the country when it was our tax dollars?
But does it seem to you that you're gaming the system a little bit by getting back money for a larger proportion of people than sent it in the first place?
Are you suggesting that the people that in areas to be annexed don't pay federal or state taxes? Is that your question?
No, I'm saying that the city of Kokomo will get back more money based on new people that when the money was, sent out in the first place, the city of Kokomo wasn't sending that money out, but the people who were out in outlying parts of the county were. Now it comes back to the city of Kokomo, do the people kicking and screaming.
We won't get the money back until they actually become Kokomo citizens. So at that time, that's when their money goes. Some of this is alcoholic beverage commission tax, gaming taxes, cigarette taxes. So we wouldn't receive those monies until they were actually citizens. So I don't see how that's a valid point, unless I'm misunderstanding the question.
Well, let's move on to something else then.
Okay.
What are the other benefits of this annexation in your mind, aside from more money for the city?
Well, it's not just about money. It's about there are areas that we are looking at annexing that are completely surrounded by the city now. There are areas that these people can't go out of their driveway and get a loaf of bread without driving on city streets. They are getting services that they're not paying for.
Such as?
Police patrol, having their streets plowed, salted, resurfaced, signage. Some of them, and I've had people that tell me that, there's a lot of people that take their trash. I mean, I had a person who lives right on Lincoln Road said for years he's watched people take their trash over at night and put it on the city's pile by his neighbors. Those things, of course, they're obviously with the parks and some of these other things. That's part of it. But the other part is they are surrounded by the community. They are part of the city. Give you an example, there's a huge group of people in one of these neighborhoods that work at Delphi Electronics here in town. The city for years has given tax breaks to Delphi on abatements, and it's been that burden's been carried only by the citizens of Kokomo.
You mentioned,
not the people in the county.
You mentioned Delphi and the city's loss of manufacturing jobs at places like Delphi, especially over the last 5 to 10 years, has of course been well documented. Are you hoping that by increasing the number of citizens in the county and having sort of that be a positive public relations campaign for you, that you could convince other companies like Delphi, or indeed, completely different from it, that Kokomo is a smart place to invest, or in some cases reinvest their dollars?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. But what's baffling to me is some of the people that are opposed to this, and I'll make this real quick, they are pretending as if we're the first city to annex. There have been each year there are hundreds. It goes on all over the state. The problem is it hasn't went on in Kokomo for years and years. Do I wish that some of the other mayors would have tackled some of these areas so it wouldn't be such a new news item? Yes. Do I wish other mayors had maybe stepped up to the plate so it wouldn't be look like such a huge amount? Absolutely. But it hasn't been tackled in, 28, 30 years, and therefore the problem has lingered. And, if I want to do what's best for me politically, I pass it on to the next person. But nobody asked me to just come into the mayor's office and keep the seat warm. No one. When I knocked on doors, no one at any time or place asked me just to be a caretaker. They asked me to step in and lead, and I still get a lot of support from the people inside the city.
One of the things that will probably have to happen, even with the people who are surrounded by the city who would be annexed, is that water and sewer services and some of those things would probably have to be extended to these people. Is that correct?
Well, there's a very, very large amount that are already on city sewers. And city water is privately, we use Indiana American Water. So that's a private utility, and the city does not regulate the Indian American Water. So, no, we don't have to. It will be available. We've talked at public meetings. I think the majority of people understand it. There's some of the people that I don't know want to understand it or choose to understand it. But that's part of the fiscal plan, and we've put this together. We take care of huge amounts of these areas, the Indian Heights area, the Terrace Meadows area, Timber Valley, Wildcat Creek, Orleans Southwest. There are huge, the bigger subdivisions, we already maintain their sewers presently.
Can you allay the concerns of at least the few people who have been vocal in saying, well, wait, I'm concerned that I'm not going to have these services even though I've been annexed by the city?
Oh, the service, by law, by statute, we have to provide these services. We are mandated by law to do it, and it's no problem. Some of these areas we literally drive through already. We are out maintaining the sewers already in many of these areas, and we drive past other areas to get to those areas. We drive through with street plows and snow plows and the trash packers and the police cars go through many of these neighborhoods to get to other areas of the city. So, annexing some of these homes, very simple. There's a couple times in the last few weeks where we've had to, the city fire department has had to go into the areas of the volunteer fire departments to perform services. So it goes on constantly. Just like I mentioned, the convenience store where we go out and nine times last year made nine police calls to this store. And so we're providing the service already.
What do you think that extending the services will cost? And will that mean higher costs overall for the entirety of the population?
No. Well, I actually don't have the fiscal plan in front of me. There is absolutely no plans right now. I mean, under my administration, I have no plans to expand the park system, to expand the city cemetery, the city daycare, the city senior citizen center. There are many departments within the city you're basically looking at police, fire, snow plow, and trash, and streetlights where people are interested in them. So the overall cost to the city increasing proportionately is very small. And we already have many of these areas will be covered by current fire stations that cover areas of Center Township and are closely located to the Clay Township areas as well.
these protesters as they have shown up at public meetings and at times, you know, publicly heckled you, have been seen, I think, publicly as sort of a loud mob of sorts. And I'm curious if you've had private conversations with some of the people who are against the annexation that have been of a different tone.
I think it's most of the people are reasonable people. And, yeah, I get some very nice letters. Most of the people are just asking general questions. Clarify this for me. Yeah, there's some people that are probably less than friendly, and but I don't think it's probably any different than any other issue. You know, whether it be a smoking ban or any other type of issue, it's probably proportionate to that.
Do you believe the other side, just to come at this from a different angle, do you believe the other side has a point? I mean, are there logical arguments in your mind against this annexation?
Well, we've shown where most people, not all, will have substantial savings. When you look at the sewage rates for those that are on city sewers, we have two rates here in town. They pay 25% surcharge. That would be eliminated. Many, but not all, homes would save on their homeowner's insurance. So, I mean, there's savings there. People that pay for their trash removal, which should be a large majority, would now have that picked up by the city. And when we add up a lot of the savings, most people show us savings from current from their current bills. When you compare apples to apples, the savings. The problem is there's so much misinformation out there. I'm held accountable for everything I say. These people knock on doors. I've had people come in where people have knocked on their doors and said that their taxes are going to triple. There was a friend of mine that lives in the Devon Woods area that was, when someone came to their door, they said that the city was required. We have a city fire department in close proximity that that I had lied and that they are required to come put out their fire. It's a state law, and they just tell people anything to get them to sign, and unfortunately, we're held to a different standard, but that's just how it is.
I have another email here from someone asking about annexation, and this person wants to know if you are forbidding city employees from participating in anti-annexation efforts. He says that a supervisor from the fire department has told him that this was the message that was communicated to the fire staff. Has there been any talk of keeping the city and its employees out of this debate?
No, and that's the, you know, well, I can't, I'm not around all city employees 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, obviously. That's obviously somebody. I get accused of everything. Every time we have a layoff, every time somebody's desks move into a different hallway, everything seems to be politically motivated or somehow issue motivated. Stan, you have to come up with a better, let's come up with a better question than that. That's a pretty vague and ambiguous question.
Can you say that you have not told city employees not to stay out of the debate? Can you say that you have not interjected that?
There was someone that came to one of the meetings and I didn't even know they were a city employee, and I don't even know all the city employees. We have 500 and some employees. I don't have time, desire, or the energy to individually go and find out who is and who isn't and who shows up at a meeting. And I mean,
so you haven't sent out any sort of a memo saying stay out of this?
No.
Okay.
And they know that. They're trying to
Last question about annexation,
yeah,
I promise.
Let's pick a better one.
Well, at least four schools in the city are closing because there was a report that said that there were more spots for students than there were kids to fill them. I'm wondering, if this annexation goes through, could not the opposite thing be true, where all of a sudden you have these crowded classrooms and you need the schools again?
Is that your question, or is that...
That's my question.
Let me just tell you, that's not a very good question. The city government has no authority over the school system, in no way whatsoever.
But you have authority over whether the annexation brings in more children to fill the schools.
No, absolutely not. Stan, I'll give you a quick education here. Schools follow township lines. They have no jurisdiction over city government. City government, right now, our city takes in parts of Harrison Township, parts of Clay Township, and parts of Taylor Township, which have different schools. We have no authority whatsoever over the school system. So, and just a little education here as well. We have five school systems in Howard County. Four of them have decreasing enrollment. Only one of them has an expanding enrollment, and that's Western School Corporation. So what the schools are doing is completely different, has absolutely nothing to do. We already have students in the city who go to the surrounding school systems. And Kokomo Center's making these consolidations with the elementary and junior high is something they needed to do. It probably should have been done a few years ago.
But won't these boundary lines have to be redrawn once the city's boundaries are different?
No. I'll say it one more time. The city government lines, the city's lines, have absolutely nothing to do with school lines. School lines are based on township lines.
And the townships aren't going to change based on the annexation?
No, we already, as I said before, we already have areas of Clay Township, areas, the people in Terrace Meadows on the south part in Highland Springs subdivisions, they go to Taylor. We have people in Vinton Woods and Liberty Manor and Weston Place, they go to Western School Corporation. We have people up in Abbey Place that are in Clay Township. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. Nothing. That, not even, no more than... I have no more authority or control over the school system than I do the federal government. Does that clarify it pretty clearly?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's talk briefly about state government in the couple minutes we have left. I'm wondering what your impression of the start to the Jill Long Thompson, Denny Oxley ticket has been.
I've done my best to try to stay out of the state races. I can't say that I'm very familiar with Representative Oxley. I couldn't tell you offhand any legislation that he has supported or been an opponent to. So I've known Jill Long Thompson since years ago when she was a congressperson from the Fort Wayne area. I like Jill Person. I think she's a very nice person. I know her husband, Don, just a great guy. But other than that, I haven't really followed the race or the ticket or even gotten into their platform.
I wonder if you share Ms. Long Thompson's view that the Daniels administration has been too centered on what matters in central Indiana and has thus far neglected some other parts of the state.
I can't say that. I really haven't followed it closely to see what specifics she has talked about. I know that from an economic development standpoint, it does seem that Brownsburg and some of the other areas of the donut counties of Indianapolis seem to get most of the big economic development leads and commitments. But so I think if she's saying that, I see a little bit of that as well. But if there's other areas that she's referring to, I couldn't speak on that, actually.
Lastly, with about a minute to go in our program, another emailer says, when will the city trash and street department be around to pick up downed limbs and trees? You and I talked about flooding. This guy says they've been at the curb for two or more weeks since the storm, which I know wasn't as harsh in Kokomo as it was areas down here. But this person says he still drives by several piles of downed limbs that haven't been taken care of.
Well, I know that it's still an ongoing thing. I mean, we are out there right now picking up limbs. If there are specific I just know my next-door neighbor had some out. They were picked up, and he's got another pile out there as well. And if they come by and pick those up, I know he's already told me he'll probably have a few more. So I think they're out there constantly. If there are specific piles that have not been picked up and then somehow replaced with more fallen limbs, please call either City Hall or the street department and let us know specific addresses and we'll be glad to get them. I know it came all at once, but I think we've done a pretty good job. But if there are areas we need to look at certain, especially if there are certain neighborhoods that have been neglected, let us know.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And we hope to join you again next month.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.